Moving art, cinema. Japan has one of the oldest, most innovative film industries in the world. The first Japanese movie was shown in 1897 and was inspired by rich dramatic traditions such as kabuki and magic lantern shows called utsushi. The Russo-Japanese War of 1904 and 1905 provided a huge boost. Global audiences craved the cataclysmic battle scenes, and it became the first war to be recorded in moving pictures. Viewers were amazed, shocked, and addicted. But Japanese cinema had already gone international. The first movie promoters in much of Asia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, in Thailand movies were even called Nang Yipung, Japanese pictures, were Japanese. And in 1914, Hayakawa Seshu became one of the first ever Hollywood male sex symbols. American and European women loved his dark, sexy looks. By the 1920s, cinema was not only a novelty, but an avant-garde art, and many people still see Japanese cinema that way today. Cinema also became political. Both pro-government propaganda and movies with left-wing agendas emerged. The 1950s are considered as a golden age of Japanese cinema. Directors like Kurosawa Akira produced some of the best-known movies of all time, Tokyo Story, Seven Samurai, and Rashomon. Actors and actresses such as Yamaguchi Yoshiko found fame in China, Japan, and the USA. In the modern age, we have remakes of classics such as Godzilla, Power Rangers, Pokemon, and of course the movies of Miyazaki Hayao, My Neighbor Totoro, Spirited Away, Ponyo, and dozens of others. In fact, in the minds of many people around the world, Miyazaki's work is now a byword for Japanese movies. Look for a Japanese movie that you like the look of, and visit the locations when you come to Japan. It will make your Japanese holiday much more special.